Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's least coherent podcast network.
In the summer of 2019, Joel Zammit turned to me and said, "What can we do for this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival that isn't just a live podcast like we always do?" And I turned to him and I said, "What if I did a quiz show that heavily featured my belly and hucked a loogie at everything that is good and decent?" And from that conversation, Big Deal was born. And we did it at that year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and no one called the cops. And so, we're doing it again. That's right, you have another chance to see the greatest show on earth, Big Deal, at this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Head to sanspantsradio.com/live right this fucking instant to grab yourself some tickets and make sure you're there to witness what I'm sure critics will call a sin. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I am Mum.
I am Dad.
And I am Ryder.
And on this episode, as with every episode, we'll do our best to answer your questions. Before we get to that, Daddy-O, do you have the clue, the result, the answer to last week's card clue? If any of us can do our darndest to recall what it might have been.
Ah, now, you know, hun, so
yeah,
tell me.
Yeah, I know. It's the something of little Christmas trees.
Okay. Oh, that's right, the happiness of little Christmas
the
trees?
The joy.
The joy of Christmas trees.
Yes.
Little
celebration trees.
But yeah.
Christmas was the right celebration.
Do you have your phone on you?
Me? Who are you calling?
He's calling you.
Is it working?
I've yet to receive a call. Oh, yeah.
Yes!
Now, you have to refer them.
Yeah.
If anyone needs a new provider and they're in Australia, go to circles.life. They're great.
There you go. And that's not even, we're not even getting paid for that. That's just genuine. Ryder has been,
can't believe it,
struggling to get his phone.
I've been like in between providers for 2 months because Telstra are just twats.
Dogs. Yeah.
Twats. If you're with Telstra, change over.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway. This week's episode.
That'll have you on a high for the rest of the day, though. That's great.
Yeah, happy now.
Have you got a clue for this week, Daddy-O?
Yes, I have. So the clue is in two parts.
Oh, yeah. What was the answer to the last
The last one.
Is it the two of
two
clubs?
Two of?
Clubs?
Spades.
Spades. Everyone else said two of clubs.
Everyone said two of clubs.
Because it looks like a little tree, too.
But not a celebratory. What sort of Christmas tree has three lumps?
Christmas bush, I guess.
Yeah, so we're talking about like a pine tree, you know what I mean? Like it's like a triangle.
A legitimate Christmas tree. That's fair.
Spades. Because if you look at the spades, it looks like a little tree.
It does.
You're right. You're right, Dad.
Let me show you.
Okay. Right? It looks like
is
a little tree.
Little Christmas tree.
I don't know if I see a little Christmas tree. Show me the clubs.
Are the clubs?
Let me check how much like a Christmas tree that looks.
What are you celebrating? What are you celebrating with that? If you walked into the house,
that's a clover.
If they had a tree like that, you go, it's not Christmas. It must be something else.
Some other holiday. All right. Well, you got a card clue for us this week.
So it's two clues. The first one is BB.
Yeah, okay.
Right. And the second clue is Tiger's Stick.
BB and Tiger's Stick. All right.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Our first question comes from Sarah on the Gmail. They say, "Hey, Bailey family, I have an issue with a friend of mine. She's very nice, and I don't want to upset her or anything, but she can be very annoying and self-centered. Most conversations turn into her talking about herself or someone, something only she's interested in. It gets very uncomfortable for everyone else because no one wants to interrupt. None of the rest of my friends really like her, and we only have a couple of things in common. At this point, it's getting kind of unbearable. How do I get her to stop talking all the time and making my friends uncomfortable without offending her? Love listening to the podcast and hope you're doing well. Thanks, Sarah. What do you do with an annoying friend? Nothing.
It's very hard.
I don't know if you've experienced it so much, right? Because you've had a pretty consistent like friendship group your whole life. But when you have like a friendship group, then you have one outsider that you just don't know how to meld.
Nah, we've never had that.
Melt in. Have you ever had friends you've had to get rid of? Not get rid of, but you've been like, this is not working.
To an extent, but it wasn't really like an act of doing it. It was just phasing out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but phasing out's hard.
But they were sort of in the same thing, though. It wasn't like it was one-sided. It was like...
You're like, you can both see the writing on the wall. Sort of. Not really much happening here anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you guys, Mum and Dad? You ever experienced something similar?
You phased out all your friends. Think of all the family friends we used to have and that we just don't know anymore.
That's true.
Phased them out. We're good at the phase
out. More efficient. The family's quicker. Doesn't get bogged down anymore.
Yeah. What's that? Mary, what's her name?
Is that Whisk?
It was Whisk.
No, it was me moving something. Sorry.
Oh, I thought it was
apologize.
Him
sneeze. Right.
Whiskey is in
Mary,
the studio today.
Murray.
Murray?
You know, clean out everything from your wardrobe.
Oh, yeah.
That you
Marie
don't
Kondo.
Love.
We got a Marie Kondo, our friends.
What's that?
It's like a show called, I think, Unclutter Your Life, and like one of the things she teaches. Yeah. Does it minimalism spark joy?
And stuff.
So we got to go to all of your family friends. You bring them up to your heart and go, you give them a hug. Do you spark joy? Yeah. And then you're like, I'm sorry, you do not spark joy. Have a nice life. Yeah, but it is a thing that can be done. It's easy to... The thing is, Mum and Dad have phased out whole family friend groups.
Yep.
And I've done the same. I've phased out friends that I didn't want to be friends with anymore. But it's hard to do one person.
Yes. Oh, especially if the rest of the group agrees with the phase out. Because as annoying as that person is, what a horrible thing to go
absolutely.
Through. You know?
And you're in this unfortunate position where you gotta walk that fine line where it's not bullying. Yeah. You got to make sure it doesn't become bullying because it could, you know what I mean?
I think you need to give her a chance because if it was me and I hadn't realized, like I always think anyone that I know, just tell me.
Yeah.
You know, I might be a bit hurt or a bit offended to start with, but if you just say, I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah.
Like not everyone at once, one person.
Yeah, not an intervention.
You say, I just wonder if you've noticed that sometimes in conversation. Yeah.
Hey, that can be a bit annoying when you do that.
Yeah, it just gets a bit focused on what you like, and I kind of get it, but sometimes.
Mm. But how hard is it to have, you know.
That kind of conversation.
That kind of truthful conversations with friends. It's hard.
Maybe but, you know what, give her a chance. Mm. And if it doesn't change, well, if she can't hack it, problem solved.
Yeah, yeah. Then you're like, well,
she'll be
bad.
Like, I hate you all. Yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah. Or she'll maybe change her behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She might say, I really appreciate you telling me that.
I wonder if you could do it in a kind of joking way to begin with as well. I don't know if you have that kind of friendship, but like,
what
I know
sort
some
sort of world, unrealistic world are you guys living in?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. You can't go after people and tell the truth.
Yeah. I was thinking that before. How crazy is it that in this world someone is rude to you and you can't say,
hey,
that was
rude.
Don't do that because then they get offended and you're the bad guy.
I know, you got to be like, oh, man, come on.
Yeah.
That's your only avenue. It's like a week. That's not funny.
And you know how we deal with it on the way home in the car? Yeah. So, do you see what they did?
Can you believe what they did
what
today?
They did at their party, right?
I always think that about
that. Why didn't you say something?
Barry, you know, you're not going to say anything. Maybe they wouldn't do it next time. No.
Next time you go around there, hi.
So good to see you.
We had a great time that time, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's true.
That's the world.
Yeah, that's where we are.
Telling people the truth.
I always wonder, you know, you go in the car ride home, you're like, can you believe what that person did? But does that person know? Are they driving home being like, I had a great day today? You know what I mean? Or are they like, man, I got them.
I think that as well. Yeah.
They don't know because no one's ever told them.
Yeah.
Which is mean. You have to tell them. Absolutely.
What are you going to do?
You just.
You're trapped.
Well, we have a friend who often is a little bit boring when they're talking. Mm. And then we have another friend who does this.
Too exciting.
Getting bored.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
That's really good. Well, something I like. Well,
I do it a bit.
Yeah. I think it's good. I think if you can turn it into like a friendly joke, that's kind of the best avenue because you're telling the truth, but also, okay, hey, whiskey.
Okay, hello.
You could go.
You're very sweet, but fuck off.
Whiskey's pushing in. Yeah. You could say, yeah, 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 me now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Was something like, do it in a kind of jokey way. Me now, my turn now. But I'm going to talk about.
But that's annoying from the me now person.
Yeah.
I don't want someone to say me now.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, see, I know here at Sans Pants, if somebody's annoying, we might just be like, shut up. And then you kind of got that closeness. But I feel people that don't understand perhaps that what they're doing is annoying are also not the kind of people that are going to respond well to good-natured ribbing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're like, shut up, man, you're always talking about yourself. They're going to be like, why would you say that to? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just that kind of person is often both.
Yeah,
it kind of does both things. But I think maybe if it's really that annoying, a sit down, you know.
But that's so.
It sucks to do.
It turns it into a thing. Yeah. It doesn't just, you know, it's not just a casual, hey, don't do that. It's more like anyway, we've all come together to, you know, it's an intervention.
It has to be one on one.
Yeah.
Casual, like, you know. I really like our friendship. I don't know.
Like, if I was going to do it, I would say. Look, I want to say something. Mm. You know I love you.
Yeah.
Just chucking this out there, take it or leave it. Just, you know, be honest about it.
Yeah.
But in a nice way, in a friendly way, and don't.
That's a great way to do it.
Starting it off with like, you know I love you, we're great friends, this is no bearing on our friendship. It's just that sometimes in conversation you can kind of talk about yourself a bit and that's sort of a bit annoying. Mm. Like, I just thought
and
I'd
say,
let you
know. Say, I get it. Yeah. I get it. I'd probably do the same thing. But
just, I don't know, it's just something to be aware of.
And then sometimes I want to talk about myself.
Yeah.
You want to talk about yourself?
There's no time because
you just won't shut up. Oh my God.
Fucking infuriates
kills me. I think, yeah, it's just about finding the right phrasing.
Yeah.
But and I think it's like a phrase like, it's just something to be aware of, or it's just something to think about, is like a good phrase because you're not being like, change your behavior now. You're like, I don't know, just
be aware that some of us are thinking that. It's about not it. Saying it's an issue. It's saying, I'm just chucking this out here.
Yeah.
You can do what you want with it. It's a bit of information you have now.
Yeah.
You can change or you cannot. You we'll can say.
Put it as something, you know, like in a typical social situation, you're like, and it happens very quickly. You're like, I want to say this. And you check it against a whole bunch of things in your brain.
Mm.
Like, is this the kind of thing people are going to find funny? Is this the kind of thing people are going to find interesting? Is this, and then you're just adding a new thing for them to check. Have I been talking too much recently?
Yeah.
And then if that's all you've done, great.
You know you've got some habit that could potentially, then that's probably a good thing to do.
Yeah.
But you know what your friends are going to say? Mm. Have I been talking too much recently? No.
I don't think so. Surely not. Yeah.
But I think I disagree with that. In my friendship group, I think we would be honest about that.
Yeah, you possibly might be because you've been together so long.
Yeah.
You know. So I think what you end up doing with your friendship group is you know they've got these certain traits that you never talk about, and hopefully in the future they can kind of become a bit endearing.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a very funny thing where someone does something that annoys you and you're like, God, I hope in 10 years that's endearing. Right now I hate it, but I'll grow to love it.
Your like for that person might overcome your annoyance of the trait.
Absolutely.
And that's generally what happens.
Mm.
And so in that way you never have to broach the subject.
Sure.
You know? And the other thing I'd like to say, just a bit of a defense of me and Mum.
Okay.
Because it sounds like we're horrible people. You know, we sort of churn through friend after friend.
like a meal.
Right? Like, so what happens in life is you kind of transition through different friendship groups, you know.
And absolutely.
You change and they change. So some of the people that we know, we still know, and they're sort of their friends. We don't hang around with.
They don't listen.
Yeah. No. Say what you want.
Yeah, that, yeah. So, you know, it's just been.
Well,
like,
yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of mutual.
Yeah.
Something I know about you two is you just love small company, you know. Yeah, you don't like a party or a big group or something. No, absolutely love just hanging around at home with us and, you know.
Yeah. I think growing up, or not even growing up, just part of growing is that you'll hit those nodes where you're like, well, I'm going in this direction. And unless the person you're friends with or you have a relationship with is going in that direction as well, they're just inevitably going to keep going in the same path. They're going to go in a different direction. And so you're like, well, either I don't go where I want to go or we stop being friends.
Yeah.
We have, when you have kids, you're often friends with different groups that you've met through kind of kid stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then as they grow up, if the
you
kids
realize
stop
you don't
hanging,
actually have to.
You have kids in common.
That's such a weird variation on the like hanging out with your girlfriend's friend's boyfriend or your boyfriend's friend's girlfriend. Like it's such a weird, you know, that kind of that strange relationship where you're like, I am just
our kids are friends.
Yeah,
so
our kids are friends, so
out,
we're friends. It's like a weird variation on well, our girlfriends know each other, so I guess let's sit here and try and figure out what we have in common.
That happens, doesn't it?
Oh, it's the worst friend. Yeah. It's the worst kind of friendship.
But didn't you meet Karen through that, and it was like the best friend you've ever met?
Sometimes it works out. Absolutely. Yeah. But sometimes.
She's still my best friend. Yeah. And Carolyn is my best friend.
Interesting for us is that some of our friends now are kind of our older friends, like Karen.
You go back
sometimes, which is interesting. You know.
So, look, I guess friendship is a complicated sort of dance.
Yes.
But it is. Phasing someone out, especially when it's the whole group that agrees to the phase out, is just such a horrible necessity.
Oh, absolutely. And I think as long as you do it kind of, like this sounds weird, but as long as you do it respectfully and you just make sure you're not bullying a person.
Always give them chances.
Yeah,
give them chances to change.
Especially if you've not kind of brought it up, even in like a tiny subtle way. Like you just don't know that they know.
Yeah.
All right, well, our next question comes from Dobbo on the Discord.
Dobbo
says, Dobbo, back at it again. Dear Bailey family, can I pick your creative brains, please?
You may.
Of course.
Of any time. The world is tough and homelessness has spiked in the UK, including in my home city. As a result, a few of us have banded together and started a large food bank. Thanks to some amazing fundraising efforts, we're confident we have enough money to pay rent on the premises, bills, and keep supplying food and sleeping bags for at least a year now. In addition to supplying food ingredients, we have an amazing chef who volunteers his time several days a month and cooks hot meals. These are free to anyone who needs them. However, there is also an option for paying customers to eat in, which helps fund what we're doing. We've bought one giant long table in the hope that it would increase social mobility and encourage paying visitors and whiskey shush. What's he doing?
Scratching.
He's just scratching his neck.
That it would encourage paying visitors and non-paying visitors to mix. However, what tends to happen is that they gravitate to opposite ends of the table and don't mix at all. We're mainly staffed by volunteers, including young people seeking work experience. So although they try to persuade people to mix in, it can be quite intimidating for them to try and twist someone's proverbial arm, hard to choose another seat. What we really want is for people to want to mix with people in different life situations rather than needing to be coerced into doing so. How can we help encourage people to mix in this way? Too long didn't read for Ryder. If there was ever going to, I was thinking this today, if there was ever going to be some Bailey Family Circus merchandise, it would be a t-shirt that said TLDR for Ryder. That's like the secret tagline of this show.
Yeah.
Too long didn't read for Ryder. If you've got a giant table in a restaurant with a mixture of paying and non-paying visitors, some of whom are really struggling in life and some of whom are financially secure, how do you encourage the two to mix and mingle and learn from each other when you've only want a skeletal staff of volunteers? Thanks for your wisdom. It's a lot. It's a tough one.
Well, first of all,
well done. That's great.
That's an amazing thing to do for someone.
Absolutely. Yeah. Changing lives. Yeah. Like, that's incredible. It's a struggle.
I've got it.
I've got it.
Board games.
All right. Huh?
Board games.
Board games.
Oh. Or little subtle board games like, you know, Connect 10. What is it? Connect 4?
Connect
4?
10, yeah.
You need some game that goes the length of
the
table.
You know, games that force that you need a certain amount of people that you would have to, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's very clever. And, yeah, simple games like chess or, Connect 10 or.
What about a long, skinny jigsaw puzzle?
Oh, yeah.
No, but then your long, teeny jigsaw puzzle is just going to have two ends that are done and nothing in the middle.
Yeah. The rich end of the
jigsaw puzzle and the... Yeah.
Which could be combined with yours, right, that you give... If somebody is coming to eat at the place,
yeah.
you give them a small slate, like a blackboard, and they have to write three things about themselves.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And so everyone, you have it in front of you. So you can look across and you know that person because the thing is everyone's a stranger.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you have three things about
about each other,
person, yeah. you know a little bit now. You or yeah. immediately
you approach that social.
You know each other a little bit now.
Yeah,
I've got an idea, but it's
silly.
It's probably not a very.
Surprise, cool,
you be the judge. You commenting on my ideas now?
No, I don't know. I'm preempting. This is historically they have been.
Right. Now I'm going to laugh. You got if you see how many people that are coming in?
Yeah.
And you, if you say there's two people coming in?
Yeah.
You only have one bowl. You have a sign. Sorry, there's a bowl shortage. If there's four people coming in, two bowls.
Share the same spaghetti, guys. Lady and the Tramp to fix societal ills. That's what we're looking to do. Well, I was thinking.
And it's tricking them. It's not fair. I realise that.
You want to trick your patrons.
You're probably right.
Well, I was wondering if you could do a thing where you're like, you provide some benefit, whether that's like a free dessert or, I mean, I know that the food is also free, but like an extra thing that you can only get if you have brought a certain number of people together to share it. Like, this is maybe a bit elaborate, but you're like, this ice cream sundae can only be eaten by six people.
Yes.
And like, yeah, well, by and large, you're probably not going to have six
now you're
people
getting the idea. Yes,
in the group. Right. Yeah. So, but you might be like, well, if we get these two people and these two people and these two people together, bada bing, bada boom, we can all eat the sundae.
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
But again, yes. I don't know. It's because you don't want to run into a thing where you're like six people, you get the sundae, and six people who are, you know, do have money or whatever are like, well, we'll eat it. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, ah,
in this coronavirus environment, no one's going to be sharing ice cream.
Right.
Sharing
my original
they might share
idea
toilet
was,
paper.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
My original idea was spoons, but, you know, people are not going to share the same spoon.
Yeah. Yeah, that is unfortunate. I think there's an unfortunate part of this, and it sucks, but it's that, like, I noticed that, this sounds so rude, but smell. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I hate to say it, but I just think it for me would be an issue. Even if I'd want to talk to them, I might just struggle to eat if they, you know, unfortunately hadn't had a chance to wash in a while.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
that is just kind of going to get in your way. And you obviously don't want to do a thing where you're like, you have to wash before you come because how humiliating.
Yeah.
But I think that
it sort of defeats the whole purpose of the thing anyway. Yeah.
But I think that's absolutely going to be just something you encounter. I think it's going to be hard to eat spaghetti if there's somebody there that doesn't smell so great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But I don't know how to solve that. I mean, I guess scented candles or something. But it's a tough one.
I like your idea, Rides, of a board game.
Or any type of activity that makes people, like a little
like
trivia
a
thing.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. That's a good idea.
Trivia is really good.
Yeah, trivia. Like a pub trivia night, you know. And maybe you do a thing where you, I mean, like, you say that you have people up one end of the table and one of the other end of the table.
Mm.
You do a pub trivia night and you're like, down the table lengthways are the two teams. And then all of a sudden one team is comprised of half homeless people and half people who are paying. Do you know what I mean? Then they have to mingle. Mm. Because,
but you kind of don't want to go, you're the homeless one.
Yeah, you don't want to single
anyone out.
You're
the not homeless. Yeah. It has to just kind of happen with.
Happen naturally.
Yeah.
Well, I think if there's an activity that everyone has to get involved in, eventually they'll just start, you know, even if it's a couple of words here and there, then eventually, you know, they will be chatting. And after it's done, if they've chatted and, you know, hadn't enjoyed themselves, I'm sure they'll continue chatting.
I'm sure there are, like, team-building things that you could look into that probably function on the same kind of way, because those, like, large group team-building exercises are often designed so that, like, disparate parts of a company can get to know each other or something.
Mm.
So something like that where it's, like...
But that's probably a bit elaborate anyway.
That's fair.
Because it is just dinner.
Getting
it's tricky, though, because people will be coming and going. Yeah. We're imagining... there's a whole group there.
Yeah,
like a session.
At our workplace, we do the quiz in the paper, which is like, I don't know, 12 questions. And that brings everyone together.
Mm.
Like, we're really happy when the quiz is happening. So maybe you could do like the quiz out of the, I don't know,
very exciting.
Quiz in the newspaper or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And then the person who is not a homeless person might see, whoa, that guy's a genius and not judge them just as a homeless person
anymore.
That's
true.
Yes.
Yeah. Or the crossword or something like that where you've got a...
You're looking for a level of communal...
But Dobbo or whoever's there is going to have to be calling out the questions.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Mm. So you could have... You could just have quiz time at 12 o'clock today. It's quiz time. And then people will be in there or something.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so hard to – because, like, the challenges you're facing are how do you do it – or the challenge you're facing is, like, how do you do it without making it look like you're doing it for this purpose?
Yeah.
Because that does a weird thing where if you're like, I'm trying to make everyone friends, is that instantly – all of the people who aren't homeless are going to feel guilty and all of the people that are homeless are going to feel sort of a bit humiliated and embarrassed.
Yeah.
And it's that sucks. That's going to make the wedge even worse, you know what I mean?
But could you just have, like I'm going back to the quiz again, like no one has to join in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the like the glue. So you could like ring a little bell, quiz time. No one knows that there's quiz time. And it could be like three times a day. I don't know how often this is open, is it open or whatever?
Yeah.
And then you just start calling out questions and then, I don't know.
Yeah.
It is hard because you think of something and then you, I don't know, you look into it. And
you're like, well, but unfortunately, like even if there's a quiz, you're like, well, people are answering questions, but they might just be answering questions in their click and not interacting.
Did they say much about the setup?
Yeah, so it's one long table.
Yeah. And that's it?
I think so, largely.
Okay.
And the problem is that they have down one end of the long table all of the people who aren't homeless and down the other end of the table, the people who are homeless. Which is why I was saying if you cut it down the middle, so you cut it along, not like so that you separate it into not homeless and homeless. Do you know what I mean? So that you're – I'll draw your diagram.
No, I get it. I get that.
And then you've just created two teams.
Mm.
If you're like, we separate it down the middle of the table, this half of the left half is the, you know, this team, right half is this team. We're doing a quiz.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
win the quiz, you get the big soup, whatever.
Yeah. Mm. But the long table is the bad table. Even if it was an enormous round table or oval table, that's much kind of, more conducive to people chatting to each other.
Because I was going to say, if there were a few different tables, you could have one table and that's the trivia table.
Oh.
Like if you had one big table, like wide on the edge, that's the trivia table. Anyone from anywhere can come and sit on that table and they have to work together to figure this out.
That's cool.
That's a great
idea. What would you make your prize? Because that's a complicated thing.
It
as
is
well.
Because it doesn't want to be a charity thing and it doesn't want to, you don't want someone who can afford it to win every time.
Like it's weird, you don't want to be like, I want a cash prize of 50 bucks because that.
Some people there are going to need it a lot more than others. Yeah,
absolutely.
It could be like a silly prize, like a Kinder Surprise,
or
whatever. Like, and everyone knows that it's going to be a silly prize,
or even something as simple as you have a chalkboard behind the at the counter or whatever. You know, behind the counter on the wall, and we write your name there if you've won. You know, something like that. It's still exciting to get, or we put your photo on the wall or something.
Yeah,
but it's not. It's not. It's not going to create anything kind of any weird social situation.
Yeah.
But it's a very complicated question. And obviously, like Dobbo says, they've just got like volunteer workers there. And it's a struggle for them to have to enforce that mingling as well.
What about this? You have little blackboards and you get people who come in who are like an expert on something.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so if you want to go and listen to someone who's climbed some mountain and is going to tell a story or knows how to
that's so good.
Do something.
Hands up in here who's climbed a mountain.
Well, whatever. I don't have to climb the mountain. They might have just
Whatever
they've done. Yeah. They put down their topic and then they go and sit at a table. So if you come in and you haven't got a topic to put down, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But if you have got a topic to put down, you put down, you know, I swam the English Channel.
Yeah.
Audio, Or tried to swim the English Channel.
Yeah, whatever right? it is. And you're like, you can sit down and ask them questions.
When you're having your meal, you're going to tell that story.
Yeah, yeah, right? yeah.
So anyone that wants to listen to that can go and
yeah.
sit near you. So your table
is the English Channel.
Two.
Yeah.
And so from blackboard number two, you know, you go to table number two. And when that guy's got five or more people sitting at the table.
He'll start telling the story.
Or that lady's got five yeah. or more people sitting. So you can, they could start. They can yeah. say, okay, you're ready? And then we'll go, yeah, no worries. Okay, well, we've got our meal. Fine.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
This is a story. I'm Jim, and then, you know, in 19 whatever, I had to go out to all this.
Yeah, I like the idea of exchanging information.
Yes.
Mm. Like, I think there's something there. Like,
yeah.
Because that shows everybody that we're like all human yeah. who've done things in our life. You know, I think that there's this kind of terrible snap judgment people make where they're like homeless.
Yeah, that's right.
It. That's so, all I'm thinking. I'm not thinking about like this person is 40 now. That's 40 years yeah. of life that happened to them.
And something's happened to them of interest.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Like if you saw their I was a millionaire twice.
Mm. You'd want to sit down
and
learn.
You'd sit down and go, what's going on? How'd yeah. you get to be a millionaire? How'd you lose your millions or whatever?
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, like, for sure.
I think that's a good idea.
Can you hear those cicadas?
Yeah, it's nice.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. Yeah, that listeners, this is an ambient episode. You've got to sleep to this.
Have a look at my card house.
It's
today.
Incredible.
It's very cool.
Dad's built good. A card mansion today.
Yeah.
Right,
so yeah, Mum, take a photo. I'll post photo it on Facebook when this comes out. Chuck it on the.
Looks like, you know, those mirror houses at carnivals.
Yeah, yeah. It does.
So it
too.
Looks like one of them.
And I quite like because Dad's made it out of two decks. He's made it out of the circus deck and I think the animal yeah. deck. Mm. And it's created like a kind of mottled effect. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
The two yeah.
Well, there's a yeah. big entrance up this
yeah.
end.
Yeah, it's yeah. very nice.
What was my alternative to Twitter? Quitter?
Quitter?
No, it was something silly.
Witter.
Just for funny tweets.
Just put it on the Witter feed.
You know, like. I just found out the other day, and you are really mean to not tell me that it's not the Discord and that that's like saying the Twitter.
Yes, I feel like I always thought it was the Discord.
I think it's the Discord.
And, Mum, I never use Discord. I've never used it once. Why are you looking at me? I don't know what it is.
So I feel like you're like on the Discord. Check the Discord.
The Discord.
You'd say
one
the
of
Discord.
My students saw it on my phone. They're like, whoa. Are you on Discord? And I said, yeah, I'm on the Discord because I don't know. They said, it's not the Discord.
Here's what I think's happened. So the Discord is the app.
Yeah.
But then there's a SansPants Discord. And the SansPants Discord is the Discord.
The SansPants Discord.
The SansPants yeah. Discord. We're just getting rid of SansPants.
But
there are other Discords. So if you had like, if you were on a SansPants Discord and a gaming Discord or whatever
yeah.
for when you're playing Overwatch,
yeah.
you wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to open the Discord. You know what I mean?
You go.
It's because the only Discord you use
you
is
open the Discord, or you go on the Discord.
You go on. Well,
I go on the Discord. No, I go on Discord.
No, you go on the Discord, but the Discord is Discord. You use Discord to check the Discord.
I know.
Because Discord's
weird.
The app, but also the message board or whatever.
You I'm know an what old I mean? Lady. I shouldn't
say
be
that
on
with
things
Facebook.
Like that.
If you went on the SansPants Facebook, you wouldn't say the.
But
Facebook.
I might be like, well, check the Facebook account.
Yeah,
yeah.
And just, but I would just
I would
fizzle
be
out
like,
the
no,
account.
I might say check the Facebook.
Yeah.
If they're like, hey, where did we post that SansPants thing? I'd be like, I don't know. Check or did we post this ad? Check the Facebook. See if we did.
Mm.
You wouldn't say that. You'd say,
but
check
I would.
Facebook.
But no, but see, I would say check the Facebook. But by which I mean the SansPants Facebook. I'm just getting rid of SansPants from the sentence because we both know that's the Facebook I'm referring to.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's what's happened there. You wouldn't call Discord the Discord, but you call our Discord the Discord. I hope that's cleared things up.
If you like saying the Discord, chuck
I love
in an,
saying
chuck
the
in
Discord.
An old. The old Discord, and then it's all right. Just going to check the old Discord, and that's fine.
No struggles to be seen.
The old gramophone.
Well, hopefully that's helped a little bit, Dobbo. It's an incredible
it's
thing.
It's very hard, but yeah, good on you.
Good
You're an amazing person.
We'd love to hear what you end up doing.
Yeah.
So our last question comes from Flying Kiwi, she, they, on the Discord. They say, hey, family, I'm a Kiwi who's been living in London for 4 years. I met my partner a few months after I moved here. When my first work visa ran out, I looked at all possible routes for continuing to live with him, and the only option was a marriage visa. When I brought this up, we both agreed that, yes, we knew we would get married one day, but not in the immediate future, and we didn't want to get married just for a piece of paper. We reached a compromise where we have a secret wedding. We told our parents and some of our closest friends, but to everyone else, we're still just partners living together. Now we're approaching the time in our relationship we might actually be ready to get married. Do we tell people at our real wedding that we already got married for a secret wedding? TLDR for Ryder. We had a secret green card wedding. Do we tell people at our real wedding about the secret one? And yes,
I really needed that too long, didn't read, because I zoned out like right at the start of that one.
I don't know. You could keep it secret. It's one of those weird things where if you reveal it, it's only going to be like a big deal for a bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't think you really. I think it doesn't matter either way, really.
But okay. So imagine you have the wedding and you don't reveal it, and then 10 years down the track, you're
10
like
10 years.
Yeah. So you're married. You get married, okay? And then 10 years down the track, you're like, oh, you know the wedding we had? That actually wasn't our first wedding.
It was sort of bogus.
It was a bogus wedding.
So this didn't happen 10 years ago.
No,
that's just an example you use.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Okay. Imagine if they had a secret green card wedding.
Yeah.
Then they got married for real, but they didn't.
I wouldn't care.
But you would be like, why didn't you say anything?
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, why didn't you say?
So but it's like you kind
I
of
wouldn't be like. Offended.
10 years is too long to wait.
Yes.
Yeah, tell everyone. Yeah. Who cares?
I think at the wedding you could do it. You could be like, hey, this is
by the way,
funny.
Before I say I do, I've said it before.
This'll come easily. I've had some practice.
You know what would be a great deal of.
Once again,
I do.
Yeah, Dad?
What would be a great deal of fun?
Yes.
Which was, they didn't do it. Have they had the real wedding or the
the green card wedding, and they're gonna have the real wedding, and they're like, but is it how do we approach this?
Isn't the green card wedding, like as far as legality goes, actually the real wedding?
Yes,
technically.
Okay,
yes.
So they've had
they are married.
They are married. Yeah. So in the eyes of Johnny Law, they're married.
This is a great opportunity to have a big ruse with all your friends and stuff, so you could totally destroy the bogus wedding.
That's walk out, scream, paid actor come in and say he's your son.
Yeah, that's right. So the bride-to-be can be late, like 2 hours late, come in drunk.
Covered in mud.
Tell a big story, right? Have a big fight right in the middle of the ceremony.
Yeah.
But secretly have a little guy filming the shock on people's faces.
Just get a little guy.
Not a big one.
Just some little guy. Just have him running around.
I only said that because he's going to be fairly inconspicuous.
It's great to imagine just like a quite short guy running around. I like as well, you make it go to like a just massive blowout and you're like, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't get married, and then you'll both turn to everybody who's staring horrified and you're like, but too bad, because we already are.
Like pull a big string and like a big thing comes.
We got like on a banner, we got married for a green card 5 years ago.
Suckers. You bought us a gift for nothing.
You morons. Absolutely. You got the perfect opportunity for losing your friends. Claim to be a psychic. Claim to be like, I can get married without a ceremony. Just watch. I want you to think of a number between 1 and 10 and already married. Whoa, how did I do that? You got a lot of options here. Mm. Or you can just in your speech be like, this is pretty funny. We've got to admit something to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I worry about the legality of admitting that your wedding was a green card wedding.
Well, it won't matter because you're
Yeah,
I guess you are getting.
Not,
what can they do? Really?
Yeah. They can't be like, get a divorce.
And then you're like, well, we're going to do it again. So.
Yeah.
Too bad. You divorce us. We'll marry each other one more time.
Unstoppable.
I think that's a cute thing. On the invitation, it could say, already done it, liked it so much, we're doing it again, or something like that.
Yeah, but absolutely. You could theme your wedding after it, you know, on your RSVP.
But
you know,
I think
save the date.
For them, it'll feel just as special.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
But it's still the whole big huzzah of it, you know, and staring at each other and doing the thing and, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But I think tell everyone in your speech after all the important stuff, because then it'll take away a bit of the sincerity of it. If everyone knows you're already married.
That's true, yeah.
You know.
And also,
no, because then you'll feel tricked.
Yeah,
that's right.
You would like
if
that.
Anyone's I would much upset rather or offended by
it. It's so great
it.
To imagine being in the audience and being like, you tricked me. I Get thought up, I was
throw
in a
your
real.
Beer on the
oh, man.
Yeah, because people...
I would feel like that.
You were already mad. What? I thought I was at a... Oh, my God.
What is this then?
So just people partying here.
People
is this cake real?
Yes.
This is a real priest. Why would
rip
you...
his clothes.
Why would you do this to me?
I would feel like that. Yeah. I want a little bit of warning.
Yeah.
Why?
What kind
if it was me or Jack, fair enough.
Yeah.
But if you're just a random guest and it's like a friend or something.
Would you prefer it if you knew this couple, if they came to you and they were like, hey, Cass, okay, so just we know you like a bit of warning. You've not been tricked.
Yeah. I think you run a little bit of a risk if you tell people beforehand that they might.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Not come.
Yeah, that's
some
right.
People are pretty...
Yeah,
shit like that.
Yeah,
you might be like, well, they've already gotten married, so what are we going to spend the money for?
Yeah, yeah.
I should just stay home and watch Taggart.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it might be Taggart.
You don't want those people at your wedding.
You don't want the Taggart people at your wedding, man. Fairly sure Taggart's cancelled. They're watching reruns.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
But I think you're right. There's dangers in both telling early and also telling at the ceremony.
But what because, I keep thinking is that you're never going to get a better opportunity to tell as many
everyone,
people.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. That's true. I guess that's true. But, you know, like the mood could be up here.
Yeah.
And then after you've told, like everyone's a bit sour. You can imagine that. Like,
yeah,
the mood
sour.
Just drops.
Your mum's cut.
Yeah, she's sour.
I'm not happy about this.
Mum's been tricked and she's not happy.
The danger of telling too early is just...
Well, mum's in on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know, yeah, but it's a struggle. Yeah.
Well, I would much rather know. Say but we had a shitty little wedding.
Yeah.
And now we want the fucking big one.
We had a shitty little dog shit piss wedding.
Yeah.
Don't worry, this is the real one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The danger of telling early is that the guests aren't going to take it seriously.
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
Well, that's what I said before.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll take away the...
Smart ass up the back and go, already married.
Yeah.
No, like in the invitation, you say you are invited to the good wedding.
Yeah.
This is the good one.
Or I wonder if they've sent the invitations. Don't call it a wedding at all.
Oh,
whenever
yeah.
you get a chance to say wedding, say celebration.
Mm.
And then you can say, what wedding?
Wedding?
Wedding.
No,
this
no,
is
no.
just a celebration of our
love
for
each
other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
We already got married, didn't I tell you?
Why are you in a tux and your bride's in a white dress and you've got a priest?
She just likes that dress. We know this guy. He's a friend.
You know what you should do? You should have... a beautiful white dress,
yeah,
but the lining should be green,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so at the she can lift up her dress.
Ah, green card, tricked you.
Yeah,
I think you've got to tell people at some point at the wedding because you're never going to get a better opportunity
yes.
to tell as many people
yes.
you know as possible, and you don't want a situation
yeah.
where You have to go person by person.
And even like 5 years down the track, someone didn't get it and didn't know. And
I mean, like, you run the risk, I guess, of doing it at your wedding that like Uncle Greg couldn't make it. And everyone's like, that's crazy. And Uncle Greg's like, why didn't I? You know what I mean?
I think you have to tell them in the invitation.
But in the invitation, maybe people aren't going to pay attention, or are they going to be like, what?
Well, that's their fault.
It doesn't matter. But
what are you going to say?
People really won't come. The Taggart people, they won't come.
Yeah,
no, they won't come.
Because they feel an obligation to come.
Yeah.
I'm talking about distant relatives.
Yeah,
obviously,
of course.
Your friends will come.
Yeah, don't worry about them.
What if you're friends with Taggart people?
Yeah.
I guess that's true. Don't worry. Yeah. If they don't want to come for the celebration,
and,
then you should.
If it was like, just say my sister Vanessa's married to a Swiss guy. If she got married over there and then came here and had a big wedding, I would want to go to the big wedding.
Absolutely,
what fun. Party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Any excuse to go to a wedding, even if it's not real.
Absolutely. And I guess it's like silly to be like, well, the green card wedding was the real wedding. Because actually, no, this is the real wedding.
Yes, that's right. That was just for the law.
We've already had a rubbish wedding, but you're invited.
You're like, hey, government, we're married. Great. But that's not your wedding.
Then you have to tell early.
Yeah.
You can't tell at the ceremony.
Yeah, I agree.
Because people are already going to, they're going to feel, no matter how nice the smile is on their face,
deep
down there, hoodwinked. No one likes to go somewhere under false pretenses.
What about, okay, last opportunity to say, end of the night, just before they get in the car, with your goodbyes. Thanks for coming. This wedding was fake. Thanks for coming. Already had the wedding, actually. This is a second wedding. It's purely ceremonial. Have a nice night. They're getting in the car. They're going to shut the door. They're like, wait, what? And then they're gone. That's your opportunity.
Yeah. But how are you going to word the speech if you're letting the cat out the bag on the night?
You're going to be like, I got something I got to reveal to everybody. This is our second wedding. And then you just tell the story. Mm. You're like, we loved each other, but we wanted, you know.
You realize people are half cut by this stage.
Okay, then you got to gaslight them. I've already told you this, but I'll tell you again.
I think you have the whole wedding has this green theme. So green drinks.
Yeah.
Like not only
green
drinks.
Green eggs and ham.
Yeah. Just like little hints of green. The invitations are green.
But then it's weird because that's like you're setting it up for the big surprise. Ta-da!
And you could just say you might have all noticed
and
that
it sort of feels like a trick on them.
Yes, it does.
That's true.
What about if you have it on the tables where they sit down? There's just a little note in front of them that they can read.
If they want.
What about this? A chocolate, because that makes everything better.
Yeah. Pop the chocolate in your mouth. Now, what's the note say? Oh, my God.
Sad news, but this chocolate.
What? Like the chocolate you're eating is poison?
We're already married. Sorry.
Sorry.
Here's a chocolate.
Please forgive us.
Yeah.
And I think
if
you've got good enough friends as well, like saying it at any point and just being like, I know, please forgive us. But we wanted a real ceremony.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, c'est la vie.
Early on, people are going to take that.
Yeah. But it's not necessary. You don't have to keep it a secret.
No.
But I think you should tell people.
Yeah, I think you should tell people.
Yes,
as well.
Otherwise people will be tricked and they don't like that. You know?
Yeah. It's very funny. So this question we actually got in an email before they posted on the Discord, before Kiwi posted on
the
Discord.
Where did they post it?
On the Discord.
The Discord.
On the Discord.
The Discord, okay.
I'd say on Discord. That sounds weird.
Yeah,
it does sound weird.
But it was a while ago, and the reason that we didn't answer the question straight away is that I thought we already had.
Oh.
But it's very funny to imagine the wedding happened and they just didn't know what to do.
They're like, oh, I'm
waiting
still
on
waiting.
Bailey Family Circus. Being like, honey, have they dropped the episode yet? No.
We've got getting 3 days.
Getting closer and closer to the date. I need some answers. But yeah, look, we recommend saying, let him know. Hello, Whiskey. He's come up to lick my hand.
Yeah.
Can we get that card clue one more time?
Yeah, you can. But just before that, is the Discord sort of metaphorically like a shelf?
Okay, let's. I don't know what.
Put that on the shelf. You don't say put that on shelf.
Yeah, that's true. But you wouldn't call the idea of shelves the shelf. You know what I mean?
No. No, I don't know what you mean. And the card clue is. Clue one is BB. Clue two is Tiger's Stick.
Tiger's Stick, BB Tiger's Stick. Well, if you can answer that, if you can guess that, chuck it in the Discord, Facebook, wherever you know, we'll see it. And if you've got any questions you'd like us to answer, please email us at baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com or put it on the Discord or wherever you know, we'll see it. I know I said that twice, but I mean, it's true both times. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Mum.
I've been Dad.
And I've been Ryder.
Good night and God bless. Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.